Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special episode about...
We'll have a couple. Bees in Wonderland. We'll just call it Bees in Wonderland or Bees in Space or like Bees in Wonderland plus Space.
So if you're wondering where to find the podcast and why you can't find it, it might be because the name has changed to something like Bees in Bees in Space.
But if not...
But the chances are...
Yes, but we will make episodes about space and phenomena like that and stuff.
Yeah, this will be a recurring thing. So our topic for today is going to be how there's an asteroid that will possibly collide with Earth in
little more than that, just...
Yeah, we're going to talk about how the space race is kind of happening all over again. So,
yeah,
so firstly, let's talk about the asteroids. So there's a 1 in 1,700 chance that an asteroid about 15 miles long will collide into Earth.
That's
in
a,
about
yeah,
one.
Yeah, 15 miles long is like a couple miles longer than the asteroid that extinct the dinosaurs.
About 5 miles longer. So the one that possibly made the dinosaurs go extinct was about 10 miles. This one's about 15. Yeah. So,
and you might be thinking there's like these dark things and we sent the asteroid another way. That asteroid was only 1 mile long.
Yeah.
And we barely changed its direction.
Well, we're not sure, actually. The NASA was working on a device that could destroy asteroids. And it was supposed to collide around October, but I'm not very sure if it's collided yet. I don't know if that's gotten out yet. I believe it's been delayed and hasn't collided with the asteroid, but that asteroid's quite small, and it's in our asteroid belt, so it doesn't have any risk of colliding with Earth.
Yeah,
but the one that we're talking about...
The chances are it's not supposed to change its direction, like just like a couple miles.
It's supposed to, like... The device is supposed to either destroy the asteroid or be... push the asteroid off target, so it
won't.
And
that's a little target, like, to push it off. It's not, like,
it doesn't have to, like,
difference.
Push it, like, thousands of miles away.
It's just, like, a little mile, so it would barely pass by its target.
Yeah, so it can't get caught in our solar system's gravitational pull.
And then there's this 15-mile-long thing.
But that, which... has a chance, 1 in 1,700 chance, like we said.
That's kind of freaky, but...
Yeah, that's not good odds for us, but...
It won't be,
if it does collide, it will collide in around the year 2180. So hopefully by then we'll have the technology to either move to a different planet in our nearby solar system, or have the technology... to just, like, make this thing go off target or destroy it, because this, no doubt, will end humanity.
And that's if climate change doesn't destroy our planet.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean...
If we get this climate change thing, like, if we can actually do what, like, the UN says and stuff, and if people actually listen, then we will still be here. But if not...
So many animals are actually already going extinct. Like, some of your favorite animals, probably, they'll be gone within 20, 30 years.
Unless.
Like, polar bears, penguins, tigers, lions, all of those animals. The list keeps going on.
Rhinos.
White rhinos. There's only 2 females left. They're going to be extinct.
Asian elephants.
Yep. All elephants. Like, a bunch... Dolphins, whales.
Not dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins. They're already in danger.
I know, but I don't know.
Whatever. And, like, all of those animals, they'll be going... Bears, all of them. All of the popular animals and your favorite animals.
And it's all our fault.
It's all our fault because we don't want to take care of our climate. And that's why it's really important. You may think that just littering... Oh, if I litter this one piece of trash, nothing's going to happen. Well, that's probably wrong because it's a chain reaction. Everything has a cause and an effect, and the effect has a cause. So you really just want to take care of your planet because in 150 years, we're hoping we're still here, but it's already getting to the point where most scientists are saying, it's too late to turn back. So,
not just Elon Musk.
We're just
an insane person.
We're on the verge.
Even NASA says that.
We're on the very verge. Like, so, most NASA is saying,
speaking
like,
of that,
we're on the very verge of not being able to turn back. So,
speaking of that, NASA has a new mission. Not Elon Musk. It's not a crazy person that we're gonna. They want to like build a waypoint to get a to get to Mars on the moon.
Like,
I mean,
launching the rocket. From
if we
the
need
moon.
To go to Mars, we need that. And they're not as focused on everything else. They're like, NASA has so many projects going on. Like, it's not their. It might be their main thing, but they have so many different things. They have rovers. They have just the ISS and all that stuff. They have this asteroid thing. And it's just, like, they're so busy. And then there's Elon Musk, who, in my opinion, he can get there first if NASA doesn't turn this around. Because this dude, he thinks about it, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he owns, like, huge billions of dollar corporations, and now another one.
Twitter.
And, like, now he's got... Now, and somehow he's time to do all this.
Yeah.
So, SpaceX, this man,
he
dedicates most of his time to SpaceX, even
he's
though...
He's crazy, but I have respect for him because he can actually get it done.
And he's...
Like, NASA...
And he just needs to buy a piece of land on the moon, which is actually possible.
Yeah, people are actually doing that. And honestly, that's a smart investment because I believe we'll be going there very soon and doing things there because...
Yes, and then the moon, and then he's probably just going to do NASA's plan first. They want to make a waypoint to go to Mars, maybe. He's going to get a waypoint to go to Mars. I respect the guy, but do you really want him to own Mars?
Yeah, do you want him to own Mars? Like,
NASA.
Elon Musk, I don't really think he's the type of person who should be leading
a planet. Humanity's survival.
Yeah, these leaders can barely rule over an entire one country.
Like honestly, I don't want the U.S. to own a planet.
Yeah,
honestly.
We can.
But it's better than Elon Musk.
Yeah, we need to find some new ways to do things because.
We need more people at NASA.
Yeah, we need more people working on this.
We need an entire... We need,
I feel like everybody's like, oh, we can
like, NASA happens to have billions and billions of dollars. But people are just cutting NASA's budget more and more.
Yeah, and I feel
they need more budget.
People don't acknowledge that this is a real problem. I feel like they don't...
Like...
Realize that...
Whenever a new president comes, I feel like... Well, starting now... The budget's been going lower and lower.
Yeah.
Like, Trump lowered the budget. Now Biden's lowering the budget for, like, all
they
these
don't,
other things
they, like,
on
they,
Earth.
They'd rather...
Because they'd rather deal with, like, homeless and stuff, which I get is important.
Yeah, it's important.
But this is the future of human survival
exactly.
We're talking about.
We're talking about, like, the... Now we're talking about the present. They have to... I agree. They do have to put some... They do have to put money into the present, but they also have to put... They have to plan to the future because there will be no future if we can't pull it together.
Like, we need, honestly, presidents, like, they've been good at specific things. Mm-hmm. But, like, we need a president that can
Didn't
focus on national security, everything, homelessness, like, but human future.
It can't just be the president. We have to have
three
branches that... The legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch, they all have to, like...
Start focusing on the future more. They all need to be... have room in their days to think about the future and all their other craziness.
Yeah. We can't...
I get that they're, like, so busy, but...
They're... What
they
are
need
they,
to cut... Yeah. Either cut something out or work more.
Exactly. And... But we can't even go to Mars if we can't... If these rovers can't even find signs of life. Because if life has never been proven then on Mars, then we're screwed. Like, we can't live on an uninhabitable planet. It's just not going to work out.
It could. But it would take a lot of time, we need money, water. And rockets and fuel, no, which we're running out of.
If we don't find any water on Mars, if we don't find any, like, fossils, any food, any life, it's not habitable because we need food and water. And
I think personally, I know it's more dangerous, shelter. But I think we need people on Mars to find this. Like, get the rovers can do all this crazy stuff and they don't need to, like, be fed and stuff. But like, a couple rovers is enough. It's either, we need hundreds of things. I get that.
There are hundreds, though.
I mean, more, like.
We need, like, thousands of more rovers.
We need humans, rovers. We need to build a base on Mars.
Yeah, we need to start. We actually need it.
We need to actually have talking
about how we need to go to Mars. We need to go to Mars.
Like, we have reasons to go to Mars. It's not just, it's a new planet and stuff. It will help, like. I don't want to move to Mars. I don't want humans to ever move to Mars.
Like if it works on Earth, that's what it should stay like. But people are destroying Earth, and it's not working right now. So if
we need to set our focus on space. Mm-hmm. Like I know how we're focusing on climate change, but. We need to find a way to focus on both helping climate change and being ready for what we need to do if climate change just destroys the world.
Yeah.
Like, the next generation might have to move to Mars if it exists. Honestly, there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many things threatening humanity. And that is the main thing, along with, like, AIs and all that other stuff. But that is, in my opinion, the main thing. Don't you agree? That's threatening humans.
Yeah.
Climate change and asteroids.
Yeah. If we just really need to focus on these things. Because right now, I feel like people aren't focusing on the future. It's more on the present. But they're not even doing a good job on focusing on the present. So if they're not doing a good job on focusing on the present, they should really just try. They really need to try to focus more on the future. So, I think that's all for today's episode. The summary of it is, what would you say the summary is?
I'd say the summary is, watch out for asteroids, climate change, and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you
and the government needs to think about the future.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you aren't eco-friendly, and yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special episode about...
We'll have a couple. Bees in Wonderland. We'll just call it Bees in Wonderland or Bees in Space or like Bees in Wonderland plus Space.
So if you're wondering where to find the podcast and... why you can't find it. It might be because the name has changed to something like Bees in What, but Bees in Space.
But if not...
But the chances are...
Yes, but we will make episodes about space and phenomena like that and stuff.
Yeah, this will be a recurring thing. So our topic for today is going to be how there's an asteroid that will possibly collide with Earth in
a little more than that, just
yeah. We're gonna talk about how the space race is kind of happening all over again. So firstly, let's talk about the asteroid. So there's a 1 in 1,700 chance that an asteroid about 15 miles long will collide into Earth. That's in about
15 miles long is like a couple miles longer than the asteroid that.
Yeah,
extinct the dinosaurs.
About 5 miles longer. So the one that possibly made the dinosaurs go extinct was about 10 miles. This one's about 15. Yeah. So,
and you might be thinking there's like these dark things and we sent the asteroid another way. That asteroid was only 1 mile long.
Yeah.
And we barely changed its direction. Well,
we're not sure, actually. The NASA was working on a device that could destroy asteroids And it was supposed to collide around October, but I'm not very sure if it's collided yet. I don't know if that's gotten out yet. I believe it's been delayed and hasn't collided with the asteroid, but that asteroid's quite small, and it's in our asteroid belt, so it doesn't have any risk of colliding with Earth.
Yeah, but
the one that we're talking about,
the chances are it won't. It's not supposed to change its direction, like just like a couple miles.
It's supposed to like the device is supposed to either destroy the asteroid or B, push the asteroid off target. So it
and
won't
that's a
come
little
in.
Target, like to push it off. It's not like
it doesn't have to like
difference.
Push it down like thousands of miles away.
It's just like a little mile, so it would barely pass
yeah,
by
so,
its target.
So it can't get caught in our solar system's gravitational pull.
And then there's this 15-mile-long thing.
But that, which has a chance, 1 in 1,700 chance, like we said.
That's kind of freaky, but
yeah, that's not good odds for us. But it won't be, if it does collide, it will collide in around the year 2180. So hopefully by then we'll have the technology to either move to a different planet in our nearby solar system or have the technology to just like make this thing go off target or destroy it, because this no doubt will end humanity.
And that's if climate change doesn't destroy our planet.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
if we get this climate change thing, like, if we can actually do what, like, the UN says and stuff, and if people actually listen, then we will still be here. But if not,
so many animals are actually already going extinct. Like, some of your favorite animals, probably, they'll be gone within 20, 30 years.
Unless.
Like, polar bears, penguins, tigers, lions, all of those animals. The list keeps going on.
Rhinos.
White rhinos, there's only two females left. They're going to be extinct.
Asian elephants.
Yep. All elephants. Like, dolphins, whales.
Not dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins. They're already in danger.
I know, but I don't know.
They're,
whatever.
And, like, all of those animals, they'll be going, bears, all of them. All of the popular animals and your favorite animals.
And it's all our fault.
It's all our fault because we don't want to take care of our climate. And that's why it's really important. You may think that just littering, if I litter this one piece of trash, nothing's going to happen. Well, that's probably wrong because it's a chain reaction. Everything has a cause and an effect, and the effect has a cause. So you really just want to take care of your planet because in 150 years, we're hoping we're still here, but it's already getting to the point where most scientists are saying it's too late to turn back. So,
not just Elon Musk.
We're on the verge.
Even NASA says that.
We're on the very verge. Like, they're
so,
most people, NASA is
speaking
saying, like,
of that,
we're on the very verge of not being able to turn back. So,
speaking of that, NASA has a new mission. Not Elon Musk. It's not a crazy person that we're going to. They want to, like, build a waypoint to get to Mars on the moon.
Launching the rocket from the
moon. If we need to go to Mars, we need that.
Yeah.
They're not as focused on everything else. NASA has so many projects going on. Like, it's not their, it might be their main thing, but they have so many different things. They have rovers. They have just the ISS and all that stuff. They have this asteroid thing. And it's just, like, they're so busy. And then there's Elon Musk, who, in my opinion, he can get there first if NASA doesn't turn this around. Because this dude, he thinks about it, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he owns, like, huge billions of dollar corporations. And now another one.
Twitter.
And, like, now he's got... Now, and somehow he's timed to do all this.
Yeah.
So,
SpaceX,
this man.
He
dedicates most of his time to SpaceX,
He's crazy, but I have respect for him because he can actually get it done.
And
NASA.
And he just needs to buy a piece of land on the moon, which is actually possible.
Yeah, people are actually doing that. And honestly, that's a smart investment because I believe we'll be going there very soon and doing things there because...
Yes, and then the moon, and then he's probably just going to do NASA's plan first. They want to make a waypoint to go to Mars, maybe. He's going to get a waypoint to go to Mars. Do you really, I mean, the guy, I respect the guy, but do you really want him to own Mars?
Yeah, do you want him to own Mars? Like,
NASA.
Elon Musk, I don't really think he's the type of person who should be leading
a planet. Humanity's survival.
Yeah, these leaders can barely rule over an entire one country.
Honestly, I don't want the U.S. to own a planet. Yeah, honestly. But it's better than Elon Musk.
Yeah, we need to find some new ways to do things because.
We need more people at NASA.
Yeah, we need more people working on this.
We need an entire. We need.
I feel like everybody's like, oh, we can.
Like NASA happens to have billions and billions of dollars, but people are just cutting NASA's budget more and more.
Yeah, and I feel
they need more budget.
People don't acknowledge that this is a real problem. I feel like they don't realize that.
Whenever a new president comes, I feel like starting now. The budget's been going lower and lower.
Yeah.
Trump lowered the budget. Now Biden's lowering the budget for, all they these don't, other things they, like, on they, Earth.
They'd rather...
Because they'd rather, deal yeah. with, homeless and stuff, which I get is important.
Yeah, it's important.
But this is the future of human survival we're talking about.
We're talking about, now we're talking about the present. They have to... I agree. They do have to put some... They do have to put money into the present, but they also have to put... They have to plan to the future because there will be no future if we can't pull it together.
We need, honestly, presidents, they've been good at specific things. Mm-hmm. But, we need a president that can focus on national security, everything, homelessness, but human future.
It can't just be the president. We have to have three branches that... The legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch, they all have to,
start focusing on the future more. They all need to be, have room in their days to think about the future and all their other craziness.
Yeah, we can't.
I get that they're so busy, but
they need to either
cut something out or work more.
Exactly. But we can't even go to Mars. If these rovers can't even find anything, signs of life. Because if life has never been proven on Mars, then we're screwed. We can't live on an uninhabitable planet. It's just not going to work out.
It could. But it would take a lot of time, we need money, water. And rockets and fuel, we're running out of.
If we don't find any water on Mars, if we don't find any, fossils... Any life, it's not habitable because we need food and water and
I think, personally, I know it's more dangerous, shelter. But I think we need people on Mars to find this. I get the rovers can do all this crazy stuff and they don't need to, be fed and stuff, but we, a couple rovers is enough. It's either, we need hundreds of things. I get that.
There are hundreds, though.
I mean, more,
We need, thousands of more rovers.
We need humans, rovers. We need to build a base on Mars.
Yeah, we need to start... We actually need it.
We need to actually have...
They're just talking about how we need to go to Mars. We need to go to Mars.
We have reasons to go to Mars. It's not just... It's a new planet and stuff. It will help... I don't want to move to Mars. I don't want humans to ever move to Mars.
If it works on Earth... That's what it should stay like. But people are destroying Earth, and it's not working right now. So if
we need to set our focus on space. Mm. I know how we're focusing on climate change, but we need to find a way to focus on both helping climate change and being ready for what we need to do if climate change just destroys the world.
Yeah.
The next generation might have to move to Mars if it exists. Honestly, there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
But like, there's so many things threatening humanity, and that is the main thing, along with, like, AIs and all that other stuff, but that is, in my opinion, the main thing. Don't you agree? That's threatening humans.
Yes.
Climate change and asteroids.
Yeah, if we just really need to focus on these things, because right now I feel like people aren't focusing on the future. It's more on the present, but they're not even doing a good job on focusing on the present. So if they're not doing a good job on focusing on the present, they should really just try. They really need to try to focus more on the future. So I think that's all for today's episode. The summary of it is, what would you say the summary is?
I'd say the summary is, watch out for asteroids, climate change, and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you
and the government needs to think about the future.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you just aren't eco-friendly. And yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special episode about...
We'll have a couple. Bees in Wonderland. We'll just call it Bees in Wonderland or Bees in Space or like Bees in Wonderland plus Space.
So if you're wondering where to find the podcast and why you can't find it, it might be because the name has changed to something like Bees in Space.
But if not...
But the chances are...
Yes, but we will make episodes about space and phenomena like that and stuff.
Yeah, this will be a recurring thing. So our topic for today is going to be how there's an asteroid that will possibly collide with Earth in
a little more than that, just...
Yeah, we're going to talk about how the space race is kind of happening all over again. So,
yeah,
so firstly, let's talk about the asteroids. So there's a 1 in 1,700 chance that an asteroid about 15 miles long will collide into Earth
Yeah, 15 miles long is like a couple miles longer than the asteroid that extinct the dinosaurs.
About 5 miles longer. So the one that possibly made the dinosaurs go extinct was about 10 miles. This one's about 15. Yeah. So,
and you might be thinking there's, like, these dark things and we sent the asteroid another way. That asteroid was only 1 mile long.
Yeah.
And we barely changed its direction.
Well, we're not sure, actually. The NASA was working on a device that could destroy asteroids. And it was supposed to collide around October, but I'm not very sure if it's collided yet. I don't know if that's gotten out yet. I believe it's been delayed and hasn't collided with the asteroid, but that asteroid's quite small and it's in our asteroid belt, so it doesn't have any risk of colliding with Earth.
Yeah,
but one that we're talking about,
it's not supposed to change its direction, but just like a couple miles.
It's supposed to the device is supposed to either destroy the asteroid or be push the asteroid off target, so
it won't. And that's a little target, like to push it off. It's not like
it doesn't have to difference. Push it down thousands of miles away.
It's just like a little mile, so it would barely pass by its target.
Yeah, so it can't get caught in our solar system's gravitational pull.
And then there's this 15 mile long thing.
But has a chance, 1 in 1,700 chance, like we said.
That's kind of freaky, but...
Yeah, that's not good odds for us, but if it does collide, it will collide in around the year 2180. So hopefully by then we'll have the technology to either move to a different planet in our nearby solar system or have the technology to just make this thing go off target or destroy it, because this no doubt will end humanity.
And that's if climate change doesn't destroy our planet.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
if we get this climate change thing, like if we can actually do what, like, the UN says and stuff, and if people actually listen, then we will still be here. But if not,
so many animals are actually already going extinct. Like, some of your favorite animals, probably, they'll be gone within 20, 30 years. Unless, like, polar bears, penguins, tigers, lions, all of those animals. The list keeps going on.
Rhinos.
White rhinos, there's only two females left. They're going to be extinct.
Asian elephants.
Yep. All elephants. Like, dolphins, whales.
Not dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins. They're already in danger.
I know, but I don't know.
Whatever. And, like, all of those animals, they'll be going, bears, all of them. All of the popular animals and your favorite animals.
And it's all our fault.
It's all our fault because we don't want to take care of our climate. And that's why it's really important. You may think that just littering, if I litter this one piece of trash, nothing's going to happen. Well, that's probably wrong because it's a chain reaction. Everything has a cause and an effect, and the effect has a cause. So you really just want to take care of your planet because in 150 years, we're hoping we're still here, but it's already getting to the point where most scientists are saying it's too late to turn back. So,
not just Elon Musk.
We're not just
an insane person.
We're on the verge.
Even NASA says that.
We're on the very verge. Like, we're on the very verge of not being able to turn back. So,
speaking of that, NASA has a new mission. Not Elon Musk. It's not a crazy person that we're going to. They want to, like, build a waypoint to get to Mars on the moon.
Like, launching the rocket from the
moon. If we need to go to Mars, we need that. They're not as focused on everything else. NASA has so many projects going on. Like, it's not their, it might be their main thing, but they have so many different things. They have rovers, they have just the ISS and all that stuff. They have this asteroid thing. And it's just, like, they're so busy. And then there's Elon Musk, who, in my opinion, he can get there first if NASA doesn't turn this around. Because this dude, he thinks about it, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he owns, like, huge billions of dollar corporations. And now another one.
Twitter.
And, like, now he's got... Now, and somehow he's timed to do all this.
Yeah.
So, SpaceX, this man,
he
dedicates most of his time to SpaceX,
even though... He's crazy, but I have respect for him because he can actually get it done.
And he just needs to buy a piece of land on the moon, which is actually possible.
Yeah, people are actually doing that. And honestly, that's a smart investment because I believe we'll be going there very soon and doing things there because...
Yes, and then the moon, he's probably just going to do NASA's plan first. They want to make a waypoint to go to Mars, maybe. He's going to get a waypoint to go to Mars. I respect the guy, but do you really want him to own Mars?
Yeah, do you want him to own Mars? Like,
NASA.
Elon Musk, I don't really think he's the type of person who should be leading
a planet. Humanity's survival.
Yeah, these leaders can barely rule over an entire, like, one country.
Like, honestly, I don't want the U.S. to own a planet.
Yeah,
honestly.
But
it's better than Elon Musk.
Yeah, we need to find some new ways to, like, do things because.
We need more people at NASA.
Yeah, we need more people working on this.
We need an entire...
I feel like everybody's like, we can...
Like, NASA happens to have billions and billions of dollars, but people are just cutting NASA's budget more and more.
Yeah, and I feel like...
They need more budget.
People don't acknowledge that this is a real problem. I feel like they don't...
Like...
Realize that...
Whenever a new president comes, I feel like... Well, starting now... The budget's been going lower and lower.
Yeah.
Like, Trump lowered the budget. Now Biden's lowering the budget for, like, all
they
these
don't,
other things
they, like,
on
they,
Earth.
They'd rather...
Because they'd rather deal with, like, homeless and stuff, which I get is important.
Yeah, it's important.
But this is the future of human survival
exactly.
We're talking about.
We're talking about like the now we're talking about the present. They have to. I agree. They do have to put some. They do have to put money into the present, but they also have to put. They have to plan to the future because there will be no future if they if we can't pull it together.
Like, we need honestly presidents, like, they've been good at specific things. Mm-hmm. But, like, we need a president that can focus on national security, everything, homelessness, like, but human future.
It can't just be the president. We have to have three branches, the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. They all have to, like...
start focusing on the future more. They all need to be... have room in their days to think about the future and all their other craziness.
Yeah. We can't.
I get that they're like so busy, but
they need to either
cut something out or work more.
Exactly. But we can't even go to Mars if these rovers can't even find anything like signs of life. Because if life has never been proven then on Mars, then we're screwed. Like, we can't live on an uninhabitable planet. It's just not going to work out.
It could, but it would take a lot of time, we need money, water. And rockets and fuel, we're running out of.
If we don't find any water on Mars, if we don't find any, like, fossils, food, any life, it's not habitable because we need food and water and...
I think I know it's more dangerous, shelter. But I think we need people on Mars to find this. Like... I get the rovers can do all this crazy stuff and they don't need to, like, be fed and stuff. But we, like, a couple rovers is enough. It's either, we need hundreds of things. I get that.
There are hundreds, though.
I mean, more, like.
We need, like, thousands of more rovers. Cause
we need humans, rovers. We need to build a base on Mars.
Yeah, we need to start. We actually need it.
We need to actually have.
They're just talking about how we need to go to Mars. We need to go to Mars.
Like, we have reasons to go to Mars. It's not just, it's a new planet and stuff. It will help, like, I don't want to move to Mars. I don't want humans to ever move to Mars.
Like, if it works on Earth, that's what it should stay like. But people are destroying Earth, and it's not working right now. So, if we need can to, pull it together,
we need to set our focus on space. Mm. Like, I know how we're focusing on climate change, but we need to find a way to focus on both helping climate change and being ready for what we need to do if climate change just destroys the world.
Yeah.
Like, the next generation might have to move to Mars if it exists. Honestly, there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many things threatening humanity, and... That is the main thing, along with, like, AIs and all that other stuff. But that is, in my opinion, the main thing. Don't you agree? That's threatening humans.
Yes.
Climate change and asteroids.
Yeah, if we just really need to focus on these things. Because right now, I feel like people aren't focusing on the future. It's more on the present. But they're not even doing a good job on focusing on the present. So... If they're not doing a good job on focusing on the present, they should really just try. They really need to try to focus more on the future. So, I think that's all for today's episode. The summary of it is... What would you say the summary is?
I'd say the summary is... Watch out for asteroids, climate change, and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you...
And the government needs to think about the future.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you just aren't eco-friendly. And yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special episode about...
We'll have a couple. Bees in Wonderland. We'll just call it Bees in Wonderland or Bees in Space. Or like Bees in Wonderland plus Space.
So if you're wondering where to find the podcast and why you can't find it, it might be because the name has changed to something like Bees in Space.
But if not...
But the chances are
Yes, but we will make episodes about space and phenomena like that and stuff.
Yeah, this will be a recurring thing. So our topic for today is going to be how there's an asteroid that will possibly collide with Earth in
a little more than that, just...
Yeah, we're going to talk about how the space race is kind of happening all over again. So,
yeah,
so firstly, let's talk about the asteroids. So there's a 1 in 1,700 chance that an asteroid about 15 miles long will collide into Earth
Yeah, 15 miles long is like a couple miles longer than the asteroid that extinct the dinosaurs.
About 5 miles longer. So the one that possibly made the dinosaurs go extinct was about 10 miles. This one's about 15. Yeah. So,
and you might be thinking there's like these dark things and we sent the asteroid another way. That asteroid was only 1 mile long.
Yeah.
And we barely changed its direction. Well,
we're not sure, actually. The NASA was working on a device that could destroy asteroids. And it was supposed to collide around October, but I'm not very sure if it's collided yet. I don't know if that's gotten out yet. I believe it's been delayed and hasn't collided with the asteroid, but that asteroid's quite small, and it's in our asteroid belt, so it doesn't have any risk of colliding with Earth.
Yeah,
but one that we're talking about...
The chances are it's not supposed to change its direction, but just like a couple miles.
It's supposed to, like... The device is supposed to either destroy the asteroid or be... push the asteroid off target, so it
won't. And that's a little target, like to push it off. It's not like
it doesn't have to like difference. Push it down like thousands of miles away.
It's just like a little mile, so it would barely pass by its target.
Because it can't get caught in our solar system's gravitational pull.
And then there's this 15 mile long thing.
But that which. Has a chance, 1 in 1,700 chance, like we said.
That's kind of freaky, but
yeah, that's not good odds for us. But if it does collide, it will collide in around the year 2180. So hopefully, by then we'll have the technology to either move to a different planet in our nearby solar system, or have the technology. To just like make this thing go off target or destroy it, because this no doubt will end humanity.
And that's if climate change doesn't destroy our planet.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
if we get this climate change thing, like if we can actually do what like the UN says and stuff, and if people actually listen, then we will still be here. But if not,
so many animals are actually already going extinct. Like, some of your favorite animals, probably, they'll be gone within 20, 30 years.
Unless.
Like, polar bears, penguins, tigers, lions, all of those animals. The list keeps going on.
Rhinos.
White rhinos. There's only 2 females left. They're going to be extinct.
Asian elephants.
Yep. All elephants. Like, a bunch... Dolphins, whales.
Not dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins. They're already in danger.
I know, but I don't know.
Whatever. And like all of those animals, they'll be going bears. All of them, all of the popular animals, and your favorite animals.
And it's all our fault.
It's all our fault because we don't want to take care of our climate, and that's why it's really important. You may think that just littering. Oh, if I litter this one piece of trash, nothing's gonna happen. Well, that's probably wrong because it's a chain reaction. Everything has a cause and an effect, and the effect has a cause. So you really just want to take care of your planet, because in 150 years, we're hoping we're still here, but it's already getting to the point where most scientists it's too late to turn back. So
not just Elon Musk. Just an insane person.
We're on the verge.
Even NASA says that.
We're on the very verge. Like, NASA is
saying
we're on the very verge of not being able to turn back. So,
speaking of that, NASA has a new mission, not Elon Musk. It's not a crazy person that we're going to They want to like build a waypoint to get to Mars on the moon.
Like,
I mean,
launching the rocket.
If we need to go to Mars, we need that. They're not as focused on everything else. NASA has so many projects going on. Like, it's not their. It might be their main thing, but they have so many different things. They have rovers. They have just the ISS and all that stuff. They have this asteroid thing. And it's just, like, they're so busy. And then there's Elon Musk, who, in my opinion, he can get there first if NASA doesn't turn this around. Because this dude, he thinks about it, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he owns, like, huge billions of dollar corporations. And now another one.
Twitter.
And, like, now he's got... Now, and somehow he's timed to do all this.
Yeah.
So, SpaceX, this man.
He
dedicates most of his time to SpaceX, even
he's
though...
He's crazy, but I have respect for him because he can actually get it done.
And he... he just needs to buy a piece of land on the moon, which is actually possible.
Yeah, people are actually doing that. And honestly, that's a smart investment because I believe we'll be going there very soon and doing things there because...
Yes, and then the moon, he's probably just going to do NASA's plan first. They want to make a waypoint to go to Mars, maybe. He's going to get a waypoint to go to Mars. I respect the guy, but do you really want him to own Mars?
Yeah, do you want him to own Mars?
Like NASA.
Elon Musk, I don't really think he's the type of person who should be leading
a planet. Humanity's survival.
Yeah, these leaders can barely rule over an entire one country.
Like honestly, I don't want the U.S. to own a planet.
Yeah,
honestly.
We can.
But it's better than Elon Musk.
Yeah, we need to find some new ways to do things because.
We need more people at NASA.
Yeah, we need more people working on this.
We need an entire... We need,
I feel like everybody's like, oh, we can
like, NASA
it.
Happens
not,
to have billions and billions of dollars. But people are just cutting NASA's budget more and more.
Yeah, and I feel
they
like...
They need more budget.
People don't acknowledge that this is a real problem. I feel like they don't...
Like...
Realize that...
Whenever a new president comes, I feel like... Well, starting now... The budget's been going lower and lower.
Yeah.
Like, Trump lowered the budget. Now Biden's lowering the budget for, like, all
they
these
don't,
other things
they, like,
on
they,
Earth.
They'd rather...
Because they'd rather deal yeah. with, like, homeless and stuff, which I get is important.
Yeah, it's important.
But this is the future of human survival
exactly.
we're talking about.
We're talking about, like, now we're talking about the present. They have to... I agree. They do have to put some... They do have to put money into the present, but they also have to put... They have to plan to the future because there will be no future if we can't pull it together.
Like, we need, honestly, presidents, like, they've been good at specific things. Mm-hmm. But, like, we need a president that can
Didn't
focus on national security, everything, homelessness, like, but human future.
It can't just be the president. We have to have
three
branches that... The legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch, they all have to, like...
Start focusing on the future more. They all need to be... have room in their days to think about the future and all their other craziness.
Yeah, we can't...
I get that they're like, so busy, but...
They're... What
they
are
need
they,
to cut... Yeah. Either cut something out or work more.
Exactly. But we can't even go to Mars if we can't... If these rovers can't even find anything, signs of life. Because if life has never been proven then on Mars, then we're screwed. Like, we can't live on an uninhabitable planet. It's just not going to work out.
It could. But it would take a lot of time,
we need
money,
water.
And rockets and fuel,
no,
which
but,
we're running
like,
out of.
If we don't find any water on Mars, if we don't find any, like, fossils... food, any life, it's not habitable because we need food and water and...
I think people, personally, I know it's more dangerous,
shelter.
But I think we need people on Mars to find this. Like, I get the rovers can do all this crazy stuff and they don't need to, like, be fed and stuff. But we, like, a couple rovers is enough. It's either, we need hundreds of things. I get that.
There are hundreds, though.
I mean, more, like.
We need, like, thousands of more rovers. Cause
we need humans, rovers. We need to build a base on Mars.
Yeah, we need to start. We actually need it.
We need to actually have.
They're just talking about how we need to go to Mars. We need to go to Mars.
Like, we have reasons to go to Mars. It's not just it's a new planet and stuff. It will help, like, I don't want to move to Mars. I don't want humans to ever move to Mars.
Like, if it works on Earth, that's what it should stay like. But people are destroying Earth, and it's not working right now. So, if we need can to, pull it together, we need to set, then.
We need to set our focus on space. Like, I know how we're focusing on climate change, but we need to find a way to focus on both helping climate change and being ready for what we need to do if climate change just destroys the world.
Yeah.
Like, the next generation might have to move to Mars if it exists. Honestly, there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many things threatening humanity, and that is the main thing, along with, like, AIs and all that other stuff. But that is, in my opinion, the main thing. Don't you agree? That's threatening humans.
Yeah.
Climate change and asteroids.
Yeah. If we just really need to focus on these things. Because right now, I feel like people aren't focusing on the future. It's more on the present. But they're not even doing a good job on focusing on the present. So if they're not doing a good job on focusing on the present, they should really just try. They really need to try to focus more on the future. So I think that's all for today's episode. The summary of it is, what would you say the summary is?
I'd say the summary is watch out for asteroids, climate change, and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you.
And the government needs to think about the future.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you just aren't eco-friendly. And, yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time. Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special episode about.
We'll have a couple. Bees in Wonderland. We'll just call it Bees in Wonderland or Bees in Space or, like, Bees in Wonderland plus Space.
So if you're wondering where to find the podcast and why you can't find it, it might be because the name has changed to something like Bees in Space.
But if not.
But the chances are.
Yes, but we will make episodes about space and phenomena like that and stuff.
Yeah, this will be a recurring thing. So our topic for today is. Going to be how there's an asteroid that will possibly collide with Earth in
a little more than that, just.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how right now the space race is kind of happening all over again. So,
yeah,
so firstly, let's talk about the asteroid. So there's a 1 in 1,700 chance that an asteroid about 15 miles long will collide into Earth. That's in about
15 miles long is like a couple miles longer than the asteroid that extinct the dinosaurs.
About 5 miles longer. So the one that possibly made the dinosaurs go extinct was about 10 miles. This one's about 15. Yeah. So,
and you might be thinking there's like these dark things and we sent the asteroid another way. That asteroid was only 1 mile long.
Yeah.
And we barely changed its direction. Well,
we're not sure, actually. The NASA was working on a device that could destroy asteroids, and it was supposed to collide around October, but I'm not very sure if it's collided yet. I don't know if that's gotten out yet. I believe it's been delayed and hasn't collided with the asteroid, but that asteroid's quite small, and it's in our asteroid belt, so it doesn't have any risk of colliding with Earth.
Yeah,
but the one that we're talking about.
The chances are it's not supposed to change its direction, like just like a couple miles.
It's supposed to, like, the device is supposed to either destroy the asteroid or be push the asteroid off target. So
it won't. And that's a little target, like to push it off. It's not like
it doesn't have to like difference. Push it down like thousands of miles away.
It's just like a little mile, so it would barely pass by its target. Because
so it can't get caught in our solar system's gravitational pull.
And then there's this 15-mile-long thing.
But which has a chance, 1 in 1,700 chance, like we said.
That's kind of freaky, but
yeah, that's not good odds for us. But if it does collide, it will collide in around the year 2180. So hopefully by then we'll have the technology to either move to a different planet in our nearby solar system, or have the technology to just like make this thing go off target or destroy it, because this no doubt will end humanity.
And that's if climate change doesn't destroy our planet.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
if we get this climate change thing, like, if we can actually do what, like, the UN says and stuff, and if people actually listen, then we will still be here. But if not,
so many animals are actually already going extinct. Like, some of your favorite animals, probably, they'll be gone within 20, 30 years.
Unless.
Like, polar bears, penguins, tigers, lions. All of those animals. The list keeps going on.
Rhinos.
White rhinos. There's only 2 females left. They're going to be extinct.
Asian elephants.
Yep. All elephants.
All elephants.
Like, a bunch. Dolphins. Whales.
Not dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins. They're already endangered.
I know, but I don't know.
Whatever. And, like, all of those animals, they'll be going. Bears, all of them. All of the popular animals. And your favorite animals.
And it's all our fault.
It's all our fault. Because we don't want to take care of our climate. And that's why it's really important. You may think that just littering, if I litter this one piece of trash, nothing's going to happen. Well, that's probably wrong, because it's a chain reaction. Everything has a cause and an effect, and the effect has a cause. So you really just want to take care of your planet, because in 150 years, we're hoping we're still here, but it's already getting to the point where most scientists it's too late to turn back. So,
not just Elon Musk. Just an insane person.
We're on the verge.
Even NASA says that.
We're on the very verge. Like, we're on the very verge of not being able to turn back. So,
speaking of that, NASA has a new mission. Not Elon Musk. It's not a crazy person that we're gonna. They want to, like, build a waypoint to get to Mars on the moon.
Like,
I mean,
launching the rocket from
the moon. If we need
to
go to Mars, we need that. And they're not as focused on everything else. NASA has so many projects going on. Like, it's not their, it might be their main thing, but they have so many different things. They have rovers, they have just the ISS and all that stuff. They have this asteroid thing. And it's just, like, they're so busy. And then there's Elon Musk, who, in my opinion, he can get there first if NASA doesn't turn this around. Because this dude, he thinks about it, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he owns, like, huge billions of dollar corporations, and now another one.
Twitter.
And, like, now he's got... Now, and somehow he's timed to do all this.
Yeah.
So, SpaceX, this man.
He
dedicates most of his time to SpaceX,
he's crazy, but I have respect for him, because he can actually get it done.
And
NASA.
And he just needs to buy a piece of land on the moon, which is actually possible.
Yeah, people are actually doing that. And honestly, that's a smart investment, because I believe we'll be going there very soon and doing things there, because...
Yes, and then the moon, he's probably just going to do NASA's plan first. They want to make a waypoint to go to Mars, maybe. He's going to get a waypoint to go to Mars. I respect the guy, but do you really want him to own Mars?
Yeah, do you want him to own Mars? Like,
NASA.
Elon Musk, I don't really think he's the type of person who should be leading
a planet. Like, and we maybe can, and perhaps we in can the bar- future the humanity's survival.
Yeah, we can barely rule over an entire like one country.
Like honestly, I don't want the U.S. to own a planet. Yeah, honestly. We can. But it's better like, than Elon Musk.
Yeah, we need to find some new ways to like do things because.
We need more people at NASA.
Yeah, we need more people working on this.
We need an entire. We need.
I feel like everybody's like, oh, we can.
Like NASA happens to have billions and billions of dollars, but people are just cutting NASA's budget more and more.
Yeah, and I feel
they need more budget.
People don't acknowledge that this is a real problem. I feel like they don't
like
realize that.
Whenever a new president comes, I feel like starting now. The budget's been going lower and lower.
Yeah.
Like, Trump lowered the budget. Now Biden's lowering the budget for, like, all they these don't, other things they, like, on they, Earth.
They'd rather...
Because they'd rather do deal yeah. with, like, homeless and stuff, which I get is important.
Yeah, it's important.
But this is the future of human survival exactly. we're talking about.
We're talking about, like, the... Now we're talking about the present. They have to... I agree. They do have to put some... They do have to put money into the present, but they also have to put... They have to plan to the future because there will be no future if we can't pull it together.
Like, we need, honestly, presidents, like, they've been good at specific things. Mm-hmm. But, like, we need a president that can Didn't focus on national security, everything, homelessness, like, but human future.
It can't just be the president. We have to have
three
branches that... The legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch, they all have to, like...
Start focusing on the yeah. future more. They all need to be... have room in their days to think about the future and all their other craziness.
Yeah, we can't...
I get that they're like, so busy, but...
They're...
What they need they, to cut yeah. either cut something out or work more.
Exactly. And, but we can't even go to Mars if we can't... If these rovers can't even find anything, like signs of life, because if life has never been proven then on Mars, then we're screwed. Like we can't live on an uninhabitable planet. It's just not gonna work out.
It could, but it would take a lot of time. We need money, water and rockets and fuel, no, which we're running
like,
out of.
If we don't find any water on Mars, if we don't find any like fossils. Food, any life, just any life, it's not habitable because we need food and water and...
I think like people, personally, I know it's more dangerous, shelter. But I think we need people on Mars to find this. Like, I yeah. get the rovers can do all this crazy stuff and they don't need to, like, be fed and stuff, but we... Like, a couple rovers is enough. It's either... We need hundreds of things. I get that...
There are hundreds, though.
I mean, more, like...
We need, like, thousands of more rovers.
We need humans, rovers. We need to build a base on Mars.
Yeah, we need to start... We actually need it.
We need to actually have...
Just talking about how we need to go to Mars. We need to go to Mars.
Like, we have reasons to go to Mars. It's not just it's a new planet and stuff. It will help, like... I don't want to move to Mars. I don't want humans to ever move to Mars.
Like, if it works on Earth... That's what it should stay like. But people are destroying Earth, and it's not working right now. So if we can pull it together, then...
We need to set our focus on space. Mm. Like, I know how we're focusing on climate change, but we need to find a way to focus on both helping climate change and being ready for what we need to do if climate change just destroys the world.
Yeah.
Like, the next generation might have to move to Mars, if it exists. Honestly, there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many things threatening humanity. And that is the main thing, along with, like, AIs and all that other stuff. But that is, in my opinion, the main thing. Don't you agree? That's threatening humans.
Yes.
Climate change and asteroids.
Yeah, if we just really need to focus on these things, because right now I feel like people aren't focusing on the future. It's more on the present. But they're not even doing a good job on focusing on the present. So if they're not doing a good job on focusing on the present, they should really just try. They really need to try to focus more on the future. So I think that's all for today's episode. The summary of it is, what would you say the summary is?
I'd say the summary is, watch out for asteroids, climate change, and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you
and the government needs to think about the future.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you just aren't eco-friendly. And yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time.
Count to five. One, two, three. exhale, close your eyes and fall asleep. Good night, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Peace in Wonderland.
Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special episode about...
We'll have a couple. Bees in Wonderland. We'll just call it Bees in Wonderland or Bees in Space or like Bees in Wonderland plus Space.
So if you're wondering where to find the podcast and why you can't find it, it might be because the name has changed to something like Bees in Space.
But if not...
But the chances are,
we will make episodes about space and phenomena like that and stuff.
Yeah, this will be a recurring thing. So our topic for today is going to be how there's an asteroid that will possibly collide with Earth in we're going to talk about how the space race is kind of happening all over again. Firstly, let's talk about the asteroid. So there's a 1 in 1,700 chance that an asteroid about 15 miles long will collide into Earth. That's in
a,
about
yeah, one. 15 miles long is like a couple miles longer than the asteroid that extinct the dinosaurs.
About 5 miles longer. So the one that possibly made the dinosaurs go extinct was about 10 miles. This one's about 15. Yeah. So,
and you might be thinking there's like these dark things and we sent the asteroid another way. That asteroid was only 1 mile long.
Yeah.
And we barely changed its direction.
Well, we're not sure, actually. The NASA was working on a device that could destroy asteroids. And it was supposed to collide around October, but I'm not very sure if it's collided yet. I don't know if that's gotten out yet. I believe it's been delayed and hasn't collided with the asteroid, but that asteroid's quite small and it's in our asteroid belt, so it doesn't have any risk of colliding with Earth.
Yeah,
it's
not supposed to change its direction, but just like a couple miles.
It's supposed to the device is supposed to either destroy the asteroid or be push the asteroid off target, so
it won't. And that's a little target, like to push it off. It's not like
it doesn't have to difference. Push it down like thousands of miles away.
It's just like a little mile, so it would barely pass by its target. Because
so it can't get caught in our solar system's gravitational pull.
And then there's this 15 mile long thing.
But that which has a 1 in 1,700 chance, like we said.
That's kind of freaky, but
yeah, that's not good odds for us. But if it does collide, it will collide in around the year 2180. So hopefully we'll have the technology to either move to a different planet in our nearby solar system or have the technology to just make this thing go off target or destroy it, because this no doubt will end humanity.
And that's if climate change doesn't destroy our planet.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
if we get this climate change thing, like if we can actually do what like the UN says and stuff, and if people actually listen, then we will still be here. But if not,
so many animals are actually already going extinct. Like, some of your favorite animals, probably, they'll be gone within 20, 30 years.
Unless.
Like, polar bears, penguins, tigers, lions, all of those animals. The list keeps going on.
Rhinos.
White rhinos, there's only 2 females left. They're going to be extinct.
Asian elephants.
Yep. All elephants. Like, a bunch of dolphins, whales.
Not dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins. They're already endangered.
I know, but I don't know.
And like all of those animals, they'll be going, bears, all of them. All of the popular animals and your favorite animals.
And it's all our fault.
It's all our fault because we don't want to take care of our climate. And that's why we really, it's really important. You may think that just littering, oh, if I litter this one piece of trash, nothing's going to happen. Well, that's probably wrong because it's a chain reaction. Everything has a cause and an effect, and the effect has a cause. So you really just want to take care of your planet, because in 150 years, we're hoping we're still here, but it's already getting to the point where most scientists are saying, it's too late to turn back. So,
not just Elon Musk.
We're on the verge.
Even NASA says that.
We're on the very verge. Like, so, most people, NASA is saying,
speaking
like,
of that,
we're on the very verge of not being able to turn back. So,
speaking of that, NASA has a new mission. Not Elon Musk. It's not a crazy person that we're going to. They want to, like, build a waypoint to get to Mars on the moon.
Like,
I mean,
launching the rocket from
the moon. If we need
to go
to Mars, we need that. And they're not as focused on everything else. NASA has so many projects going on. Like, it's not their, it might be their main thing, but they have so many different things. They have rovers, they have just the ISS and all that stuff. They have this asteroid thing. And it's just, like, they're so busy. And then there's Elon Musk, who, in my opinion, he can get there first if NASA doesn't turn this around. Because this dude, it's all, he thinks about it, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he owns, like, huge billions of dollar corporations, and now another one.
Twitter.
And, like, now, and somehow he's time to do all this.
Yeah.
So,
SpaceX,
this man.
He
dedicates most of his time to SpaceX,
even though... He's crazy, but I have respect for him because he can actually get it done.
And he's...
Like, NASA...
And he just needs to buy a piece of land on the moon, which is actually possible.
Yeah, people are actually doing that. And honestly, that's a smart investment because I believe we'll be going there very soon and doing things there because...
Yes, and then the moon, he's probably just going to do NASA's plan first. They want to make a waypoint to go to Mars, maybe. He's going to get a waypoint to go to Mars. I respect the guy, but do you really want him to own Mars?
Yeah, do you want him to own Mars? Like,
NASA.
Elon Musk, I don't really think he's the type of person who should be leading
a planet.
Like,
and
we
maybe
can,
and perhaps
we
in
can
the
bar-
future the humanity's survival.
Yeah, we can barely rule over an entire one country.
Like honestly, I don't want the U.S. to own a planet.
Yeah,
honestly.
We can.
But it's better than Elon Musk.
Yeah, we need to find some new ways to do things because.
We need more people at NASA.
Yeah, we need more people working on
this. NASA
happens
to have billions and billions of dollars. But people are just cutting NASA's budget more and more.
Yeah, and I feel like...
They need more budget.
People don't acknowledge that this is a real problem. I feel like they don't...
Like...
Realize that...
Whenever a new president comes, I feel like... Well, starting now... The budget's been going lower and lower.
Yeah.
Like, Trump lowered the budget. Now Biden's lowering the budget for, like, all
they
these
don't,
other things
they, like,
on
they,
Earth.
They'd rather...
Because
they'd rather
deal
yeah.
with, like, homeless and stuff, which I get is important.
Yeah, it's important.
But this is the future of human survival
exactly.
we're talking about.
We're talking about, like, the... Now we're talking about the present. They have to... I agree. They do have to put some... They do have to put money into the present, but they also have to put... They have to plan to the future because there will be no future if we can't pull it together.
Like, we need, honestly, presidents, like, they've been good at specific things. Mm-hmm. But, like, we need a president that can
Didn't
focus on national security, everything, homelessness, like, human future.
It can't just be the president. We have to have
three
branches that... The legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch, they all have to, like...
Start focusing on the future more. They all need to be... have room in their days to think about the future and all their other craziness.
Yeah, we can't...
I get that they're like, so busy, but...
They're...
They need to cut something out or work more.
Exactly. But we can't even go to Mars if these rovers can't even find anything, like signs of life. Because if life has never been proven on Mars, then we're screwed. Like, we can't live on an uninhabitable planet. It's just not going to work out.
It could. But it would take a lot of time, we need money, water, and rockets and fuel, no, which we're running out of.
If we don't find any water on Mars, if we don't find any, like, fossils, food, any life, just any life, it's not habitable because we need food and water and,
I think, like, people, personally, I know it's more dangerous, shelter. But I think we need people on Mars to find this. Like, get the rovers can do all this crazy stuff and they don't need to, like, be fed and stuff. But we, like, a couple rovers is enough. It's either, we need hundreds of things. I get that.
There are hundreds, though.
I mean, more, like.
We need, like, thousands of more rovers.
We need humans, rovers. We need to build a base on Mars.
Yeah, we need to start. We actually need it.
We need to actually have.
Just talking about how we need to go to Mars. We need to go to Mars.
Like, we have reasons to go to Mars. It's not just, it's a new planet and stuff. It will help, like. I don't want to move to Mars. I don't want humans to ever move to Mars.
Like if it works on Earth, that's what it should stay like. But people are destroying Earth, and it's not working right now. So if we need can to, pull it together,
we need to set our focus on space. Like I know how we're focusing on climate change, but. We need to find a way to focus on both helping climate change and being ready for what we need to do if climate change just destroys the world.
Yeah.
Like, the next generation might have to move to Mars if it exists. Honestly, there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many things threatening humanity. And that is the main thing, along with, like, AIs and all that other stuff. But that is, in my opinion, the main thing. Don't you agree? That's threatening humans.
Yes.
Climate change and asteroids.
Yeah. If we just really need to focus on these things. Because right now, I feel like people aren't focusing on the future. It's more on the present. But they're not even doing a good job on focusing on the present. So if they're not doing a good job on focusing on the present, they should really just try. They really need to try to focus more on the future. So, I think that's all for today's episode. The summary of it is, what would you say the summary is?
I'd say the summary is, watch out for asteroids, climate change, and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you.
And the government needs to think about the future.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you, aren't eco-friendly, and yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time.